Good evening, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. And if you're on Periscope, that's my stagecoach driver here, Mr. David Harris, who's sitting right here with me. You know, when you do a call live on a live conference call and you do a call on Periscope, it really takes multitasking skills, TNL, to the next level. So I want to welcome everyone to both forums of tonight's call, live on video and Periscope, and also live on the live conference call. I want to thank all of my exceptional clients and great friends who rang in tonight. I mean, I want to recognize some of my great, great friends from many years, Mr. Joe DiBianca, of course, Alexis Romano, Don Ferrantino, Joe Alonzo, and all the exceptional people that I've had the privilege to collaborate with for the last 3, 4, 5, and going on 6 years. Some of my clients, like Arthur Tubman, go back almost 10 years, Kurt Malley almost 10 years, and some exceptional people that I've had the privilege of to collaborate with. And I'm going to cover a few quick announcements. Have a fantastic event this Saturday. Don Ferrantino and I are going to be doing some events in the next year, and Don is going to be speaking with me in beautiful Long Island, New York, this Saturday. So there's a flyer available. I'm going to be in Long Island Saturday, and then the following weekend, the last Breakthroughs to Success of 2015. Now, those of you who have ever coached with me, you also receive complimentary a free 2.5-day event called Breakthroughs to Success. That is one of my signature products that comes free of charge and unequivocally is a life-changing event. I host that event 4 times a year, and December seems to be one of the most exceptional events of the calendar year for Breakthroughs to Success. Magic happens. Magic happens at all events, but specifically December. And the December event is where C.G. Siddons coined one of her great statements, "I am so done with this." So really looking forward to that event on December 10th, 11th, and 12th. We will fire Breakthroughs to Success event back up in February, June, September, and again in December. Now, I'm going to be ending the era, 2019. I will be ending in beautiful Marina Del Rey with another 2 exceptional clients of mine, and that would be Tara Romano. For those of you who have never had the privilege of seeing Tara, she is a first-class woman, a standalone business owner, a multi-business owner who's very skilled in the art of dance, exercise, and is a multiple 6- and 7-figure income earner and free enterprise. I've had the privilege of coaching Tara for the last 4 years. You're also going to see Tara speaking at many of my events in 2016, we're not there. At the end of the era will be December 31st, 2015, so buff up, shine up, put your shine on, and take your game to the next level. So that'll be December 19th with Tara and Brittany Cara. Brittany is also an exceptional mompreneur, a graduate of UCLA films, or graduate of UCLA, an actress who you can see in some videos and other parts where she's acted in. She made the transition as an exceptional businesswoman. You'll have the opportunity to see Brittany two Saturdays from this Saturday. Brittany is also the author of the highly inspiring book, The Silent Killer. Then on January 13th, now this is a very unique day, January 13th, which is a Wednesday. We typically host the event on Thursday, Millionaire Blueprint, at a live company event. For this year, it's on Wednesday only, and in the summer, I will be bringing it back on a Thursday or the day right before a major event. So it's an anomaly. It's going to be a little more challenging to get there, but the right people will show up. We welcome anyone that wants to attend the event Wednesday, January 13th, Dallas, Texas, Millionaire Blueprint, Alexis Romano, Susan Sly, and myself. January 23rd, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and that will be the 2016 debut of my exceptional client and friend, C.G. Siddons. C.G. is going to fly down from New Jersey and be my hostess with the mostess on Saturday, January 23rd, in beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the Ritz-Carlton. January 30th, I'm in the process of booking Denver, Colorado. February 6th, Columbia, South Carolina. February 13th, the City of Brotherly Love with Mr. Joe DiBianca, Philadelphia, and February 27th, Clark, New Jersey. And Don Ferrantino, thank you very much for hosting that event with me, and that will be the first event that Don has ever hosted me, and you will see Don and I speaking in many, many different venues, V-E-N-U-E, not menu, but a venue. Don and I will be at many, many venues. And there was Melissa Marcantel. Thank you very much, Melissa, for showing up here on Periscope. So have a lot of exceptional people on tonight's call. Beth Hoover, welcome here, Lifestylepreneur. I hope to be there. Beth, contact me after the call. I had promised to do a 15-minute coaching call with you. You can contact me directly. That's Beth Hoover. You can contact me directly on Facebook, Stacy Muscati. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I love to recognize people who deserve to be recognized. I believe that we do not get enough recognition. Do you, Greg Miller? So I love to recognize people. Now, if you want recognition, produce. And you all tell you this, you want to out-produce your problem. And if you have problems, the remedy is to be able to produce. So that means you must have a producer button, to be able to push the button of production. So, and tonight's call is dedicated to this, changing your energy, your emotional vibration, the energy that keeps you doing the same thing over and over, that which is familiar, will also keep you in a state of disappointment. Your energy is your emotional vibration. Your energy is a direct reflection of the way you feel, the way you think, the way you act, the way you operate. A very low vibrational energy is anxiety. It's the lowest transmutation of energy that you can send a signal from. And to really improve your attractor factor means to raise your vibration, i.e. raise your energy or raise your law of attraction. Now, the law of attraction that's important tonight is I'm going to break this down for you. I'm going to break down the 80-20 law, the 80-20 rule, i.e. the Pareto principle. 80% of what happens to you is 80% of what happens to you. You don't typically attract that 80% because that is 80%. Those are 80%ers. The energy that's important you start to attract and start to understand is the 20%. 20% of 20 is 4. 20% of 4 is 1. 20% of 1 is 1/20th of 1%. Now, why is that important? Because this. That represents the LOF, or the law of the few. Only a few people succeed in every endeavor, and only a few people succeed in every vocation and every enterprise. But you want to make sure that you are one of those law of the few. Now, if you're in direct sales, network marketing, internet marketing, real estate, or any type of business where you can create leverage, then you are in a place where you have a higher law of average than most people. And in that law of average, that's going to come down to this, repetition and experience and the skills that you develop one day at a time over a long career. You cannot equivocally devote or learn the skills by avoiding. And if you are a chronic avoider, you get ready to get ready, or you procrastinate, which is a Latin term, procrastinare, meaning to avoid. If you're a chronic avoider, then you're also probably a starter and not a finisher. If you want to attract other like-minded entrepreneurs to your reality that you can collaborate and create results with, then you must become a producer. You must also become a closer, not a poser, and you must become a finisher, not a starter. And if you're a chronic finisher, then what it does is keeps a lot of balls in the air, and it keeps your energy in a place called doubt. Now, if you start projects and don't finish them, there's a high probability that you are addicted to disappointment, which also keeps you in a place called doubt. Doubt neutralizes the most important energy that you require to master, that is trust. Trust your feelings, trust your skills, trust the universe, trust God, deity, source, whatever it is you want to trust, but you must learn to trust especially self and your feelings. But if you grew up in a household where you learned that your feelings would get you in trouble, and getting in trouble was a way of life, then there's a high probability that you have become a chronic avoider, and it leaves you only to live in a place called your head. It means you process, procrastinate, think, get ready, analyze, overthink, and spend a great deal of your time exhausting your adrenal system as you get ready to get ready. Now, if you're on this call and you're in the process of change, you're serious and not curious, and you are ready, you are so done with this, and you're done with being addicted to disappointment, then you must change your identity. Changing your identity unequivocally changes your energy. So your energy starts off like this. At the bottom of the pyramid is anxiety. Anxiety is the lowest transmutation of energy that you send a mixed message or a telepathic message that says, I'm not good enough, I'm not receivable, I'm not capable, I live in doubt. Right above anxiety is fear. Fear is a very misused word because most people that use fear really mean anxiety. The anxieties that will affect you are anger, hate, resentment, guilt and shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. The most common anxieties that will affect most of you is this. Number one is overwhelmed. If you are overwhelmed, it's a direct reflection of being over-obligated. It's a direct reflection of being rebellious and being an addicted winger. So if you're going to change your identity, you have to change the way you feel. Your feelings are what create your attractor factor. Then as you begin to change the way you feel, you can change the way you articulate your feelings into words. You can change your communication style. You can change your writing style. You can virtually change what you attract by one decision. You cannot commit unless you're committed. And committing requires a language style that's conducive to committing. You can't commit with words like try, wish, hope, like to, want, maybe, and need. You can commit by committing. You also commit by deciding. There are words you use that are yes, unequivocally, and absolutely. These are also words of decision, not indecision. Indecision means not deciding. And if you're indecisive, then you'll stay in a place called doubt, which is a third level of transmutational energy. The bottom of the energetic vibrational chart is anxiety, followed closely by fear, followed thirdly by doubt. Now, doubt is a higher level of indecision, but doubt keeps you in indecision. Anxiety keeps you overwhelmed. Fear keeps you paralyzed. Doubt keeps one foot on the boat and one foot on the dock, virtually like this, straddling the boat, straddling the dock, and it keeps most people paralyzed. The reason that many people will live and reside in doubt is they don't fail. Doubt keeps you in a indecisive state where you can actually take one step forward and one step back. It keeps you in the same state. Now, unfortunately, some of you were right where you were a year ago. You had aspirations, inspiration. You had goals. You wrote your goals down. You had a vision board. You did a lot of situations correct. However, you did not take action, and action is paramount. But if you stay in your head overwhelmed, it's going to be challenging for you to be in action. And action is where you learn the skills of repetition experience, the reflexes of asking questions in a sequence, the ability to write, speak, the ability to articulate your feelings into words, letting go of your anxieties about getting in trouble, making mistakes, being rejected, and other insecurities that keep you securely stuck in doubt. Doubt is where most of society resides, and you'll find a lot of your prospects, a lot of your teammates, a lot of your circle of influence, a lot of your family live in doubt. That is the average zone. Your average zone is your failure zone, and your failure zone is your comfort zone, and unfortunately, that's where a lot of people hang out. Now, if you're tired of hanging out and you want to be exceptional rather than average, then here's some insight tonight on how you change your attractor factor. So factor that 20% of society is looking for your message. They are looking for a way to improve. They're looking for a way to improve the quality of their health, their energy, their vein. They have vanity that they want to improve. They want to improve their finances. They have liability debt. They're dissatisfied in their vocation, and they want to change the way they've been changing. Those are the people that you are seeking. That means you must find qualified buyers, qualified success seekers, and people who actually are seeking what you are delivering. But if you are not delivering because you're anxious, then you'll just keep getting ready to get ready. Now, on tonight's call, to change your energy, it all starts with a commitment and a decision. If you live in doubt, you live in anxiety, you live in fear, you're transmuting a very low energetic vibration, somewhere around 25 cycles a second. The lowest vibration that you'll send a message in is in guilt. Guilt is based on past events, very similar to shame. Shame and guilt are not synonymous. They are close. However, there is a distinction about them. Shame is the energy you hold on to, typically in the things that you have done to yourself or to others. Guilt is what other people have done to you oftentimes, and you will feel guilt about situations that you have done. You will hold on to it and then attract the same type of perpetrators or the same type of violators to your reality to keep you perpetuating the same kind of feelings. If you've been conditioned to overgive, over-obligate, do too much for others, and you set yourself up for disappointment, then that's the kind of energy that you typically will operate in. Guilt has a backside called resentment. Oftentimes we do situations out of guilt and resent ourselves or resent others because we don't get the adoration, we do not get the recognition, we do not get the reward that we feel we deserve, even though our effort we feel is noble. Now, you can put great effort into a project, but it has to be the effort that produces a result. a result that's favorable to an outcome that leads to compensation, collaboration, connections, reciprocity, and or prosperity. But you can also devote a tremendous amount of effort into getting ready to get ready. You can devote effort into learning, studying. You can devote effort into going seminars, workshops, rallies, and conventions. You can end up in a lot of liability debt based on your effort and still not be compensated for it. If you own a business, you must understand your business must have profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, and at times you have to be a P-R-O-P-H-E-T, a profit. You have to be able to see that which is not visible. But if you continue to get ready, right, Stephanie Bryant, and I know that you have overcome that this year, because Stephanie has become a producer. And if you are productive rather than a procrastinator, then there's a higher probability that in your law of attraction, you will attract other like-minded entrepreneurs in your 20%, not your 80%. It's the 20% of the people you encounter that you begin to put energy into. This is why you can't live in rejection anxiety. If you live in rejection and abandon anxiety, you'll never get around to connecting with the 20%. You'll spend most of your time being rejected by the 80% who don't really reject you. They're not really interested. You must learn to trust your feelings, and trust means that you trust yourself. But once again, if you grew up in a family or a situation where you were not able to trust yourself because your feelings got you in trouble, then you will hang out and reside most of the time in your left brain, your egoic mind, your analytical ego that keeps you saying this one consistent question, how do I, how do I, how do I? It's not how do I, it's why don't you? You must learn to trust yourself, trust your feelings, and trust others. Now, there's one word that has more than one equation or one definition, and that would be vulnerability. If you in your past got hurt because you were vulnerable, then you'll have challenges being vulnerable as an entrepreneur. Vulnerability has more than one meaning. When you are vulnerable in business, it means you're open, you're able to share, you're able to connect, you can tell a story that may be able to connect with others. But if you are afraid to be vulnerable because you've been hurt, then you'll use that as your excuse to avoid rejection, avoid failure, avoid abandonment in the stories that you tell yourself. In reality, seldom if ever do people reject you when you present a business, a product, a service, a benefit, or a feature. The people who typically do reject you are going to be people in your circle of influence who do reject you because they are threatened by you, they don't believe you, they've also partied with you, they've seen you in the corner with the lampshade on your head, passed out, doing dumb things when you were a kid. And these are the people sometimes that don't see what you see. They would rather be stuck. You have to let people go. You want to learn to let people be right so you can learn to be prosperous. And to change your energy, once again, your energy is a direct reflection of where you live in your body. If you live in your left brain, your egoic analytical mind, you spend a lot of your time processing, getting ready to get ready. You have a very small voice because you are not allowed to be heard. You stay very quiet, then you will stay in a stuck state, and that kind of energetic vibration will lead to people who will not foster change with you. When you stay in a stuck state, overwhelmed state, you're sending a mixed message. When you're in any kind of anxiety, you are not approachable, especially anger. Now, I am recovering from anger myself. I have just written a new book called The Anger Factor, which incidentally will be finished printing on December 11th. Very interesting story. I wrote a book on anger and had to redo the book and got angry redoing the book, which really provoked some of my unresolved anger. It was a developing situation. The book showed up 50 pages short, had 184 errors from the situation, and it was a trip, and I had to turn it all around. So, Danielle Woolley, who also proofread the book for me, is just stating to me that it is a fantastic book. So on December 11th, that book will be shipped to me. I will have it out for those of you who purchased it by Christmas, so you can have a better understanding of cause and effect and what it means to live in unresolved issues. Your anxiety that you continue to perpetuate will also continue to attract people similar to your feelings. Even though you don't want these people to show up, you will continue to attract people that of like mind. You'll continue to attract people to foster your feelings of low self-esteem, anxiety, overwhelm, rejection, and abandonment. Now, as you begin to let go of your control that keeps you in control, what does that mean? Control is your left brain. It's your analytical, egoic mind. And when you're in that type of vibration, you have a very low vibration because you are overwhelmed. You have to know the facts, benefits, features. You'll typically find the flaws, and you'll not be able to attract the people that you require to build a team with. Now, who are you seeking as your avatar? Who are you seeking as your prosperity partners? Who are you seeking to be able to have in your team as the ideal client, the ideal customer, the ideal teammate, the ideal prosperity partner? Well, you want to be real clear on who you are seeking to attract. Now, I'll give you some who I am seeking as my avatar. I connect well with women. I also connect well with men. I connect well with people from multiple cultures. I connect well with everyone. However, everyone is not an avatar. That's a big net. You want to be able to break down who is the ideal client or who the ideal customer for you. Is it someone in New Jersey? Is it someone in California, New York, Florida, South Carolina? Well, actually, it can be anywhere, but you also want to decide what it is you're seeking. Are you seeking to build a local team? Are you seeking to build a team in your circle of influence? Do you want a team internationally? Do you want a team in Australia? Do you want a team in Canada? Be very clear on what that is you desire to create. And as you begin to become clear, then you begin to polarize, magnetize into your reality. You begin to attract that situation of like mind that you are starting to commit to. When you're indecisive, overwhelmed, can't finish, you will attract other like-minded, non-prosperity seekers that you can foster no change, be disappointed, stay overwhelmed, be pissed off, and never arrive at the land of promise. You will, instead of ever reaping the law of harvest, you will constantly be in plant mode. You have to be in reap mode at some time. You have to be able to reap the laws of the harvest. And if you want recognition, you're going to get recognition from production. If you want to walk the stage at your company events, you're going to walk the stage because you rank advance, you produce, you foster change, you empower people, you develop leaders, and you become a person of influence and affluence that other people look to. You become an inspired leader. So the more you understand that, the more you understand what is required of you, then you'll let go of the anxiety of the responsibility of success. You also must overcome this situation. Many people have never experienced success in owning a business, live in this business myth. They believe that owning a business will give them freedom. Actually, here's what owning a business will do for you. Owning a business will give the opportunity to operate in free enterprise. This is my buddy David Harris, who's right here with me in Free Enterprise, who's monitoring this call with me. Owning a business allows you the opportunity to create what the free market will bear. Everything else is up to you. Now, if you're in a culture, if you happen to be in a culture with Alexis Romano, Joe DiBianca, Joe Alonso, Don Ferrantino, or anyone who's a leader and a leader grower, that can enhance your law of averages. But also, don't put so much energy in it's not the other person's responsibility for you to succeed. Alexis is the perfect example of a woman who did not whine, did not make excuses. She took the situation at the task at hand, created her own culture in a relatively short period of time. She did coach with me, did mentor with me, but in a very short period of time, she was ITF, in the flow. She was creating leaders through her own sister, Tara Romano, C.G. Siddons, Don Ferrantino, Joe Alonso, Desiree Caluzzi, and a whole host of other women. Then they started to spawn a whole other group of leader growers. And that's how you create the culture. You create the culture by deciding and committing. You begin to change your energy. But if you come from the energy of a victim, if you come with the energy of you've been violated, you come from energy of being angry, you come from an energy of being overwhelmed, or you come from energy that it's not your fault that you're where you are and you don't take responsibility for where you are, then there's absolutely, unequivocally no way you can attract like-minded entrepreneurs that you can foster change, create results with, because the energy that you will stay in will be anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, the bottom of that energy is about 25 cycles a second. Energy is measured in hertz. If you ever take a tuning fork and tap it on a desk, if you have several tuning forks, there's different waves that come off those tuning forks. If you ever blow a whistle that a dog can hear and you can't hear, that's also energy that's transmuted that telepathically. And if you live in doubt, anxiety, or fear, or any kind of other unresolved issue, and you spend a great deal of your time in that energy, then you will attract to your reality people, situations, and non-opportunity seekers to fulfill your disappointment. How do I change? You change by committing. You change one day at a time. Well, it's so big, I don't know where to start. You start with word, the power of word, I am. I had a woman today said, it looks so daunting, I don't know where to start. Now, that is addict talk. If you talk like an addict, you are an addict. If you talk like an addict, you will attract other addicts. If you are an addict, you'll attract other people who are codependent to foster your addiction. So when you live in that codependent addiction cycle, you will attract other people to keep you disappointed. Everyone on this call, everyone on the planet, has some level of emotional addictions. It's not something you get over. It's not something you brush under the rug. It's not something you deal with. It is an issue that you begin to address by being aware. You cannot change what you are unaware of. You cannot step out of denial while you're in it. If you're a pathological liar, you hide your food, stuff your food, hide your wrapper, stuff your alcohol, hide your compulsive spending, you live in denial, you don't live in rigorous honesty, and you consistently cheat and relapse over and over, I can relate to it. I'm a serial relapser. I'm a recovering pathological liar. I'm a serial cheater. I've been through so many ups and downs in my career that it took me till 31 years, 11 months, and 17 days to experience sobriety. That first day of sobriety, I got it. Not everyone gets it like that. And Danielle is saying no more cheat days. Now, what does no more cheat days mean? It means you don't lie to yourself. You don't cheat yourself. You don't cheat yourself out of your most valuable commodity, T-I-M-E. T-I-M-E. You don't cheat yourself out of time. 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes, and begin to change your energy. Energy is spelled E-N-E-R-G-Y. Your emotional etheric energy. Your emotional vibration. The way you transmute your feelings. When you start to transmute from love, joy, and bliss, when you start to be objective, when you live in the hands-free zone, when you are in the present, in the now, when you're in that space, that doesn't mean you can't goal set. That doesn't mean you don't look to the future, but it means you don't worry, W-O-R-R-Y. What value does worrying bring you? Is all I have to do is worry about success? Why would you worry about success? You create success. I am successful. The chicken or the egg, which one comes first? Well, I can't attract success seekers if I'm not successful. That is correct, because you just spoke into existence the reality that we will continue to perpetuate to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem, abandonment, rejection, and never being good enough. Now, when you begin to let go, and letting go, once again, is not linear. It's not physical. Letting go is not something you hold on to. Here's my favorite blue pen. There we go, my Sharpie. This is what many people do. I'm holding on to my control. Well, when you let go of control, it's like you let go of the rope. So if you are tugging on the rope with someone else who wants to be right, and you go, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, and then all of a sudden you have a breakthrough and you go, wow, I'm letting go of the rope. You let go of the rope, the other person that was tugging on the rope with you now falls down because there is no resistance. The law of least resistance means you let go of the control that no longer serves you. The control is typically your story. Well, how can I do this if I haven't done that? Well, you have to let go of the tit for tat and move into a place called production. If you want to attract producers, then you must become one. Becoming a producer is not that difficult. It's overcoming your anxiety about an outcome that doesn't even happen. It's changing your story. It's learning a few basic skills of writing, posting, Facebook, letting go of your anxiety about someone else is going to think or say, letting go of what your family might do or be, and starting to practice the skills of success one day at a time over a long career. And a long career, here's how you look at a long career. One day, 30 days, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. That's a long career. That's how long it would take you to get an associate art degree going to a junior college. That's 2 years of college. That would be about $80,000 worth of debt if you go to any state school. Now, you're not going to rack up that kind of debt. What you're going to do is you're going to be able to produce at least $80,000 worth of profit. Profit is after tax money, after expense money. If you have a $120,000 calendar year, then you should have about $80,000 worth of profit. And profit is definitely better than wages, said the great Jim Rohn, one of his most famous quotes of all time that I saw a great Jim speak in 1990. My very first time when I saw him I was hooked. I saw Jim speak several times. He unequivocally was one of the most exceptional, inspirational speakers I have ever seen. As you begin to change the way you feel, you will change your energy. Now, the law of attraction breaks down to many degrees, but for practical application, many people will say 6 degrees of separation. Your objective is to break down degrees of separation so that in 1 or 2 degrees, you're able to attract to your reality people of like mind that you can prosper with, partner with, collaborate with, create results with, be friends with, build a team, and build a culture with. You want to be able to avoid conflict. You want to be able to avoid any kind of confrontation unless you have to. You want to be able to avoid chaos and drama. And there are a few people in the world that are spiritual vampires, emotional vampires, and they typically go out of their way to seduce you into conflict, i.e. confrontation or force. Anyone who lives in force loves to attract a counterforce. Force thrives only with some kind of conflict. But when you live in power, power is etherical emotional energy. Power stands alone. Power is the type of energy that is non-physical. It's non-linear. Power means that you come from love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment. And that kind of power, you can begin to break the 6 degrees down to 1. That means on command. To my reality, I attract like-minded entrepreneurs that I can collaborate with and prosper with in the next 90 days, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months. The power of word. The power of word means thy man thinketh, thy man speaketh. Words do not return void. Words are law. Man is constantly making words with law, and the more you understand how to commit and decide, the higher the probability that you will attract that which you deserve. Deserve means day of service in Latin. D-E-S-E-R-V-E. Now, when you begin to tap into your passion, when you begin to tap into your power, and you can be that person you unequivocally deserve to be, you can rub your hands together, blow through them, and you can start to create that energy. You can start to create that fire, that spark that will light the wood, the dry wood, the tinder. When you can create that kind of spark, when you can start to create that kind of feeling, that energy is in your lower abdomen, right above your groin. And in that kind of energy, you begin to attract your reality. When you create this kind of energy, you start to sweat in your low back and in your temple. Just by taking your hands together just like this, and rubbing them together, you start to create friction. Now, this kind of friction is not the kind of friction that is confrontation. This kind of friction becomes collaboration. This is momentum. This is the centrifugal force. This is the undertow. This is belief, your sense of certainty where you will not be denied. And when you're able to realistically set clearly defined short-term goals and then clearly defined longer-term goals, and you're very clear, you have clarity, it means you're able to see that which is non-linear, that which is non-physical. It means the horizon line, the very end of the horizon line, right out there on the very end of the highway. Now, I've had the privilege of driving a 1977 Porsche 911 SC from Los Angeles to Kansas City, Missouri in 1983 when I was 26 years old, and I had the privilege of driving across the country, and I crossed Amarillo, Texas. Unequivocally, one of the flattest places in the world where you can see the horizon line. You've heard songs where you can see the heat coming off the highway. Well, I unequivocally could see that. That was waves. I could see waves of heat miles away. It was mythical. It was magical. So when you're able to see the horizon line is the vanishing point. That's when you can see out in there, the very end of where you can see. That's your eyesight, but your mind sight is endless. Your mind sight is where you can see yourself in the French Riviera. You can see yourself taking the trip of a lifetime. That's when you see yourself buying the dream house of your choice. That's when you're able to see yourself creating collaboration, creating unity, charity, reciprocity, prosperity. That's when you see yourself being a difference maker, being a difference creator. That's when what you do, that's when you start to come from inspiration, and you have a power greater than self, and you're able to transcend and transmute your past events and be in the present. Now, in that kind kind of energy, you will begin to turn like this. The centrifugal force begins to turn beneath you. You start to churn your guts. There's sort of something that begins to happen inside you. When you start to feel that kind of energy, you sweat on your temples, you sweat on your low back. Not because you're hot, because you're releasing. And in that kind of release, you have a different kind of inflection. On your tongue are seven glottals and diphthongs. That's how you enunciate the word unequivocally. Absolutely. And in that kind of inflection, it requires more energy than, okay, sure, uh-huh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, okay, I'm processing. Processing is a very low vibrational energy. It's analytical, egoic energy. That means you rely on facts, figures, documentation. Now, the analytics are important. The numbers, the documentation, the analytics, what goes on, the law of large numbers, that's all important, but you also have to be able to be the person who can create the difference. And it's thy is my time. When it is your time, it is time to receive. It is time to reap. It is time to deserve. It is time to attract. It's time to do that. This is when your why is bigger than your problems. When you are so done with this. When you are just so fed up with what you've tolerated. When you actually can tap into your anger, and you're not coming from anger. You're coming from a place where anger is, called passion, and you're able to neutralize your anger and find your passion that you've suppressed, repressed, and stuffed. Then that kind of energy is breakthrough energy. And in that kind of energy, a whole different situation begins to show up. That's when you can create an altar call on command. That's when you go, that's angst. When you can tap into that angst, that's James Pryor mentioned that, that kind of angst, and you don't have to cut your ear off like Vincent van Gogh did, that one of your best paintings, and you don't have to hit rock bottom to find your angst. You don't have to suffer anymore. You don't have anything more to prove. You don't have to go bankrupt. You don't have to write a book about your journey. You have to produce. And until you produce, you can't attract other producers. Production is not that difficult. Production means that you let go of the spilkas, you let go of the ants in your pants, you understand that your ass has to be in the chair, and you're able to focus, not hocus pocus, I'm in focus, not Butch and Sundance and the laws of abundance, but it's when you're able to focus. It's a very relaxed focus. I am me, I am free, and I know that I know that I know, and now that I know that I know, I let go of what I think I don't know, and that's when you start to come from divine energy. That attractor factor becomes not off the charts, it's on the charts. And on the chart, you start to send a transmute your energy at about 500 cycles per second. Because you begin to love yourself, love what you do, you start to have a different level of love of life, you wake up inspired. And inspired energy is not a fake energy. When you're really high, you're in this real high, this emotional high, oh my God, I'm going to conquer the world today. Well, unfortunately, by the time you've conquered the world, you're typically exhausted. And if your highs are high and your lows are low, then you're typically going to go up and down in the emotional roller coaster. Now, that also is where a lot of doubt gets created, because you can receive a result occasionally at that high, high, but at the low, low, that rock bottom energy, that's the perpetrator energy, and that's the overwhelmed energy at the very top of it. You want to be able to be in the middle. That means you're objective. You're living rigorous honesty. You start to tell yourself the truth. You don't lie to yourself. You don't have to over-exaggerate. You also don't live in deflated energy. You don't live in a very low self-esteem. You start to live in that flatline energy. It's objective energy. That's the kind of energy that can produce all day, long-term, long time. You don't get tired. It's amazing when people want to seduce me and be, oh, my God, I bet you're really tired. No, you're tired because you have to tell me I'm tired, and I would never be as tired as you. I don't want to be like you because I live in an inspirational energy. When you live in that kind of energy, that's a very relaxed, emotional, etheric energy that is a very high attractor factor. That means that on command daily, situations that you expect to show up, not only because you expect them, because you know they're going to show up. And when you live in that kind of space, you set more at an angle. You're like this because you know that you know. And you don't have to put pressure on yourself because there is no pressure. Pressure is an illusion. And when you learn to create on command, on demand, and it's not a wish, it's a no space. And when you write an ad, you know that someone is going to see that ad. Someone is going to respond to that ad because you know that that ad comes from goodness. That ad does not come from you closing someone. That ad does not come from you creating money. That ad comes unequivocally from you coming from power. Not physical power, emotional power. You're attracting other people who are in that same kind of energy that's harnessable, that come together, that you can create a culture. Now, what's very interesting is how certain men and women can begin to show up, and they show up in certain situations. They're able to affect the culture. University of Michigan has had a very, very proud history when it comes to college football. They unequivocally will sell out in the Big House. Sometimes 108,000 people will show up on any given Saturday at a game at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan. In the last few years, they have had a losing program, and college football drives the university's financial situation. This year, they hired a former alum named Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh was a graduate of University of Michigan, 1985. He has a winning tradition, and in his very first year, he turns around a 500 team to a bowl-eligible team, winning 9 games and losing 3. Now, that kind of person is the kind of person who can change a culture, right, Jerome from Boise? That kind of person can unequivocally walk in a very cool, quiet energy and affect the people around them. You can do the same situation. You can't, though, if you have a self-talk that's not conducive to being able to attract people that you require to collaborate with. When you talk yourself out of business, you talk yourself out of opportunities, that relegates you only to the 80% of the population who is similar to you. Will you begin to change how you've been changing? Will you begin to let go? Your energy changes. As your energy changes, a different type of vibration permeates, resonates, and transmutes off of you. A different kind of wave comes off of you. So this is why through synchronicity, which are meaningful coincidences, situations of like mind begin to show up. There are no accidents. So when you begin to let go of that kind of situation, this is when the degrees of separation begin to go from 6 to 2 and to 1. Now, I have a really good book on synchronicity I'm going to pull out for you, and it is called There Are No Accidents. It's an exceptional book written by Hopke, H-O-P-K-E. This book is written by Robert Hopke. It was one of the first books I ever purchased on synchronicity. Synchronicity in the stories of our lives, there are no accidents. That is an exceptional book, There Are No Accidents. And that book will give you great insight in how to, on command, create synchronicity. Now the book, there is a book that Sting read, the leader of the Police, that also assisted him to understand how to create meaningful coincidences that aren't coincidences. This becomes an attractor factor that's very conducive. Now, take a look at the calendar. It is December 1st, the year of our Lord, 2015. That means you have 31 days and a wake-up call, and it's the end of the era, 2015 is over. And that means by April 1st, one-fourth of the calendar year, 2016 will already be in the books. So you want to take a look at realistically. If you're going to do any goal setting, i.e. goal getting, so there's a slash there, goal setting, goal getting. The goals you set also are the goals you want to be able to get. You want to be able to track the goals that are clearly defined. Now your goals are going to be a direct reflection of this, what you become and who you attract. As the more you understand that you're in a business of attraction, the better you will get at understanding how to attract. Now, attraction is a how-to. It's also a why. It's why you attract what you attract, and then having a why that will allow you to attract other like-minded success seekers who can foster some of your ideas as you're creating ideas in their ideas. When one or more come together of like-mind, that is called a mastermind alliance. I like to mastermind with 3, 5, and 7 people. That becomes your team. That's your culture. You can create thousands of people off 5 people, the law of the few. When you start to come together with people of like mind, this is when 5 can become 500, 5 can become 5,000. Now, if you know anything about a psychic technology called remote viewing, it is an absolute skill that many countries employ some of the most exceptional people when it comes to remote viewing. Remote viewing means that you can bring a few people together who can analytically and through analytics be able to see what's going on in remote parts of the world and remote parts of the country without physically being there. These type of gifted individuals have an extrasensory perception called sixth sense. It means that they have the ability to see that which is not in their physical presence. It means they trust, they're able to know, and in that know state, someone that comes together and does any kind of exceptional remote viewing type of training, you can bring five remote viewers together, and they can collect almost 90% of the data. One remote viewer that's extremely skilled that spent about 120 hours learning that kind of technology, coupled with the innate ability to be able to see and be that kind of person typically can get about 80% of the data. But when you put five or more together of like minds to be able to do that kind of psychic spying, it goes off the charts. It goes well over 90%. Now, what does that mean to you? It means when you start to create and foster that kind of energy, when you start to develop your mastermind, it starts with one, you and one other person. When you start to be able to attract three people, five people, seven people, this is when you start to create the compounded effect. And that compounded effect means a group of like-minded individuals come together for a common cause. They create a culture. They create a team. They come together. They create team pages. They start to do events together. They start to come together for the common good. They're not concerned with who's number one. They're concerned with assisting and raising other people's level of vibration, bringing other people up with them. The way you do that is by inspired energy. You don't drag people by the collar, and you don't put energy into people you think need it. You attract people who deserve it. And when you come from deserve, love, bliss, joy, enlightenment, and you come from being able to teach people how to receive, it changes the whole game. Then you start to attract more quality, like-minded individuals. Now, the word recruit is a very important word because you must be skilled at it. If you're in a business that requires leverage, you must also learn how to recruit. That means you spot talent, you are talented, but you learn how to do this, how to leverage the talent. Unrealized talent is wasted energy. Talent that's brought together for a common good or common cause, that when comes together, that's once again centrifugal force. That's when people start to rank advance together. That's when you can start to close sales for people. You do three-way calls for people. You teach people they eliminate the gaps and delays in their communication style. You start to let go of your overwhelmed state. You start to, instead of checking out, you start to check in. Instead of doing, you start to be. You start to live in that space right there in your body. Then you begin to change what you attract. Now tonight, T-O-N-I-G-H-T, before you go to bed, that's right, unrealized talent is wasted energy. That's tiptoe quietly through life, arrive at your grave safely, and die and live the greatest pain, the pain of regret. Before you go to bed tonight, practice the art of releasing. Before you go to bed tonight, let go of any anxieties that you brought with you into today. Because to be able to change your energy tomorrow, you do it tonight. So the decisions you create tonight are what you're going to attract now. The decisions you create now are what's going to show up tomorrow. And you also must be patient because the universe will reward you for action and patience. But if you seek instant gratification without the energy underneath it, then you're in delusion. And if you don't believe you're going to be able to do what I'm sharing with you, then you're going to live in denial. Because any one of you on tonight's call can do this, COD, create on demand. I produced an audio cassette series, and I recorded it live at the Swiss Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, September 1998, with 13 people. I was told that about 200 people were going to show up. 13 people showed up, and I was recording my very first audio cassette series, a four-tape set back then called Mindset Consciousness. Since then, that cassette has been remastered into an 8-CD set called Mindset Consciousness, and then it was later created into a download. And for those of you who hired me to be your coach or you bought the Black Friday special, that will be in your package. And in that CD set, I go into great depth on how to do exactly what I'm covering. That is how to create on demand. Creating on demand means that you have a belief, you're able to see that which is not physical. Now that sounds like a contradiction, but you know it's there. You have such a feeling about what you're in the process of creating. You have the dream home you're going to build. There's a dream car you're going to own. You're going to send a child to college. The money's going to show up. You're no longer going to be in debt. You're going to be able to create, you're going to be able to change your life, your lifestyle in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months, but you must come from belief. That's an energy. You can't come from disbelief and change your life. It just does not happen. You also do not have to be perfect. It does not have to be 100%, but you do have to be present a percentage of the time. So if you're going to attract the type of people that you are seeking, it's going to come from the quantum field. That means that that's a no field in the universe. And in the quantum field, that means all-star entrepreneur. Yes, I remember you. If you're going to attract from the quantum field, that's the place energetically where you have completely let go and you're able to be yourself. That way you're able to channel, transmute, receive, and you can disseminate information. You don't actually have to know the information, but you can deliver it. And that will happen sometimes when you are so passionate, so inspired about who you're being, what you're becoming, the audience that's sitting in front of you, the person that's sitting in front of you, that you forget how screwed you are, you forget how overwhelmed you are, you forget how addicted you are, and you start to be the person you know you're capable of being without having to try to do something that you don't know. When you're able to do that situation, then you're able to be present, be here, be now, then you know that you know, and you stop doubting what you think you don't know, and you are here right now. That kind of energy attracts to your reality the kind of person that you require and deserve to create a culture with. One of more like mind coming together for common cause is a mastermind. The power of one. That's all it requires is one person to show up who believes in you. One person who has a goal as big as yours. One person who has goals, dreams, and visions bigger than the problems. I have attracted people who are so down on their luck that they didn't tell me that. They didn't let me know how bad they were. They weren't suffering in silence. They were inspired not to be a victim. And when you come from that kind of space, so you may have been victimized, but if you're a victim of the victimization, then you're the victim. But when you let go of being a victim, then you can start to be a victor. And when you're committed rather than interested, then you'll stop being curious and you'll become serious. And when you're serious, then you'll attract other serious, like-minded entrepreneurs that you can collaborate with. And you'll use words like unequivocally, absolutely, and yes. When you come from that kind of space, that kind of energy, you attract your reality more frequently like-minded entrepreneurs that you can collaborate with. When you start to get real clear on the type of person that you seek to attract, when you decide that what I'm looking for is a 25 to 45-year-old woman with one child, two children, who's in exceptional shape, who no longer has a job, who has existing business and free enterprise skills, who already has existing entrepreneurial skills, who has internet skills, who can write sales copy, who can lead. I mean, when you start to get that clear, when you start to put it in writing, when you start to put it in posts, when you start to write it in an ad, when you put it in LinkedIn, when you start to come from that place, when you start to put that in the universe, a few people will begin to see it. That becomes, once again, the power of one, the power of three, the power of five, the power of seven. You are 1, 3, 5, and 7 people away from being a 10 from being a deca-millionaire. What does that mean? It means that you're not a millionaire, you're a deca-millionaire. That's what can happen. You're in the right place at the right time. You must be able to do this. Recognize it. Recognize it also means ability to respond, i.e. responsibility. And if you are overwhelmed and if you are living in an environment that you're overwhelmed, unorganized, and undisciplined, then tonight is where you begin to change. 1, 3, 5, and 7 people. Now practice this. Practice tonight having a sign show up. If you have to go to a job tomorrow, attract a situation where there's a parking space right up front with you. If you go to lunch tomorrow, there's a parking space right up front with you. My good friend Mr. Pete Tamillo, if you're on the call tonight, Pete, you know that I know, and Mr. Joe DiBianca, on numerous occasions we have gone to dinner, and that parking space that we are seeking is right up front for us. And whenever I go out, that parking space is always right there. That's the universal sign. That's the energy showing me you're in the right place, son. You are doing the right situation. You have become the person that other people are looking for. When you come from that place, when you come from love, joy, and bliss, when you love what you do, when you really love life, when you love people, when you come from that place, then you begin to neutralize anxiety. You are seldom ever anxious. And if you have a meltdown, it's a M-I-N-I, a mini, not M-A-N-Y. I am the leader you are looking for. That is correct, Stephanie. You unequivocally are the leader. Happens to me often. That's who's saying that. My parking space is right up front, definitely. Now, see, I've created a parking space phenomenon. Now, I'm really not kidding you. A parking space phenomenon means now many of you are starting to see the parking space that is always always been there for you. There's a hit song by a group called Rascal Flatts, fabulous song. It's called Moving On. And in that song, it says, life has been patiently waiting for me. Now, I've written different version of those of that quote. See, your dreams are waiting for you to produce them. And when you start to come from that place, you will not be amazed. You will not be inspired. You will feel great about the people who begin to show up. Now, Christmas 1995, which would be exactly 20 years ago, the 20-year anniversary, I was $100,000 in credit card debt. I borrowed $5,000 from my father. It was actually $95,000 worth of credit card debt, about $94,000 and some change. Borrowed $5,000 from my father and was about to enter 1996 with almost six figures worth of liability debt. What was very interesting is very early in 1996, I attracted a woman at a health club in January. She was the third person I signed up in that business. Now, this person that I signed up was 4 months behind in her car payment. She was 4 months behind on her house payment. She had a 15-year-old son. She's just coming off the back end of a very disastrous business venture. And she had gone through a divorce, and she was selling health club memberships. She had energy, she had juice, she was attractive, and I asked her if she kept her options open when it came to multiple streams of income. She did. I took her to lunch. She invested $1,300 that she did not have in 2 days from a paycheck. She skipped making another house payment. That woman went on to become $250,000 income earner. True story. She's working in a health club here in Stockton, California, and she attracted a woman off a postcard who went on to become a seven-figure income earner in a three-year period. That's what happened to me. That can happen to you. Your law of attraction unequivocally is in the process of changing because you are changing tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you for being on tonight's call. This call is officially a call, is recorded, available for playback on podcast and download tomorrow. I want to thank all of you for being on Periscope. So that call will be available tomorrow at noon Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Pacific. This Saturday, I will be in beautiful Huntington, New York. Regina Galli, Kelly Bartoletti, Don Ferrantino, Mike and Joanna Calvacanti, Sherry Homayoun, and all my exceptional clients. I look forward to connecting with you this Saturday. Have a great evening, everyone. Have a great holiday season. I will see you on next Tuesday. Now, on the 15th of December, that will be 2 weeks from tonight, the passcode will be changing for tonight's call. I will be sending out an email for you that will allow you to have the new passcodes, the conference call freeconferencecall.com changed the passcode, so I'll be sending those out to you. Have a great evening, everyone. Thank you very much. Look forward to connecting with you this Saturday and the month of December.